Good morning and welcome to another glorious episode of Video Nasties. My name is Maxwell Haddad. Thank you for listening. It is 9:20 a.m. on, what day is it, 13th? Yes, September 13th, Tuesday. I'm here on Cape Cod, Massachusetts. It's another rainy day. Not as rainy. It's kind of drizzling right now. I'm actually outside even though it's drizzling a little bit. I'm just enjoying the drizzle, you know? I've had plenty of coffee this morning. Maybe you can hear that in my voice. Maybe you can't. I plan to have a whole lot more. I like to stay highly caffeinated. I want even more coffee this morning. Anyway, it doesn't matter whether or not you can hear it in my voice. Today I'm talking about a movie called Demonic, which I think is a masterpiece. I'm going to go out on a limb and say it. It's one of the best movies of the last few years. This is Neil Blomkamp making his big comeback after the Oats Studios shorts, which were kind of his comeback, but then this is his feature filmmaking, feature film directing and writing. I believe he wrote and directed this. At least that's how it's credited. His directing, feature filmmaking, comeback, return to form. So, this dude has had kind of an interesting career. If you go way, way back to, and we're talking like 4 years now, wow. Way, way back to the first season of this podcast, I did a Neil Blomkamp episode. I know I did a Neil Blomkamp episode. I think it was in that first season. I think it was 2018, which makes it 4 years. Pre-pandemic. Pre a lot of other things. That episode will give you some idea of his career. I'm just going to kind of go through it briefly, a little bit, focusing more on the career arc than the actual projects themselves. Basically, this guy just came out of the gate, guns blazing, with District 9, which I did not like when I saw it in 2009. I've since rewatched it, and I think it's great. But I think Demonic is even better. I think it's his best movie. But we'll get to that. So, District 9, everybody's amazed. Everybody thinks this is the new James Cameron. And by the way, after seeing Demonic, he is the new James Cameron. And James Cameron never made a movie like this. He never made a horror movie straight up like this. The Abyss has elements of horror. Aliens is, has elements of sci-fi horror, but it's a sci-fi action movie. And to be fair, Neil Blomkamp has never made a movie as good as Aliens, but that's beside the point. Most people have never made a movie as good as Aliens, so. Sorry, a lot to say on this episode. This is the best movie that I've seen. I mean, it's one of the best movies I've seen in the last few years. It might be the best movie I've seen this year, along with, like, my top of the top movies from this year, which we'll get into in the year-end list. You can probably guess some of them. But, yeah, this is one of my favorite movies from last year. Easily. It might actually be my favorite movie from last year. I can't remember what was, like, number one for me last year. What happened last year? What were the good movies? I don't remember. This year is shaping up to be even better. But Demonic is just, like, right up there with the best of the best from this year. So, yeah, there's an interesting thing that's been happening in the past few years where I do feel like movies have gotten better, truly. There was definitely a dip. I mean, I'm talking about that mid-2010s dip that happened that really started in the late 2000s, early 2010s. The industry was changing. The internet was taking over everything, and movies got shitty for a while. But then movies kind of slowly started to come back. 2019 was a high point. And then the pandemic happened, and 2020 was a wash. But then things started to pick up again in 2021. And now 2022 is shaping up to be pretty good year for movies. I mean, not great, but there have been some great movies this year. But the interesting thing to me that's been happening is these filmmakers that had these early hits kind of had a dip in their career in the middle, and then they came back. So one such director is Neil Marshall, who made The Descent, Dog Soldiers early in his career. Also Doomsday, which I like. And then Centurion, I think it was called. And then he switched over to television for a while. That happened with a lot of directors as they switched over to television. So then you had these good directors, or great directors, who were directing episodes of TV. So Neil Marshall's directing episodes of Game of Thrones and Black Sails. And he's not making feature films, which is where he belongs in the world of feature filmmaking. I don't know, it's like feature films lost some of their coolness or something. But now that's coming back, I think, I hope. So then he recently made, this was also last year, he made The Reckoning, which was his best movie in years. And Neil Blomkamp makes this movie, Demonic. It's like, I don't know, they get these cool personal projects financed, and maybe that just comes from years of, you know, being in the trenches, whatever, working in television. They earn this kind of like respect or whatever, so then they're able to finance these personal projects. Maybe that's what's happening, I don't really know, but I just think it's cool that lately we're getting movies like Demonic, we're getting movies like The Reckoning. Similar thing actually happened with M. Night Shyamalan with Split, where his career dipped, and then he comes back like a motherfucker with Split, which is my favorite of his movies since Unbreakable, easily. That's my third favorite M. Night movie. But then, I mean, things dipped a little bit, but not as much, again, with Glass and then with Old, which both of those movies are okay. They're not bad movies, but they're not great either. There are definitely issues with both of those movies. I have issues with both of those movies. But he's back. The man's back. And Servant was good, the show he did. Again, moving to television. Anyway, there's a lot going on here. But my point is that it's just cool. Hollywood loves a comeback. I love a comeback. It's cool to see these great directors come back with these more kind of personal, intimate, lower budget, more art house projects that end up being one of the best things they've ever done, like The Reckoning, like Demonic. I'm trying to think of another example to support my point, and I can't think of another example besides Split, M. Night, which was a few years previous. That was 2017, if I'm not mistaken. So, back to Neil Blomkamp. Oh, and by the way, the new James Cameron thing, I got that from Joe Lynch, actually. I heard him say that on an episode of the Movie Crypt. I'm not promoting another podcast here, just saying. I haven't listened to the Movie Crypt in a while. It's more of a Patreon thing now. But I heard him say on an episode that, like, when District 9 came out, everybody's like, oh shit, we got the new James Cameron here. Or a new James Cameron. But then Elysium happened, and everybody was like, whoa, okay. We were too quick to judge here. In a positive way. So this guy's not as good as we thought he was. Elysium, not a great movie. Kind of a bad movie. Has some cool elements to it. I think the setup is pretty good, and there are some cool visuals and stuff, but just doesn't work overall. Doesn't work as a movie. Then Chappie, which I have not seen, which feels to me like it's his version of a kid's movie or something. It's like, hey, Chappie, the little friendly robot who then ends up killing people or something. Not in, like, a serial killer way, but in, like, an action movie way. I think all of his movies or all of his projects have this element of action to them, which I like. Even this movie, which I was not expecting. And that's not to give anything away. That may be actually, like, a mild spoiler. There will be mild spoilers in this episode, but anyway, so then he does the Oat Studio shorts, which just kind of came out of nowhere. I was like, what the fuck is this? And I think he set up a website. I was kind of intrigued by the whole thing. Ended up watching the one with Dakota Fanning, which is just, like, easily one of the best things he's ever done. I think that short, which I can't fucking remember the name of, which I did talk about on the Neil Blomkamp episode, that short is the best thing that Neil Blomkamp has ever done, besides District 9 and besides this, Demonic. I would say Demonic number one, Dakota Fanning short number two, District 9 number three. So that brings us to Demonic. So what's the setup here? A woman has a complicated relationship with her mother. She's having these weird kind of haunting dreams about her mother. Her mother is in prison. We don't know why. Then, I think my cat just ran into the door. Then, hold on, I don't want to get to the next part before I... You okay? Good boy. He's looking at me like he wants to attack me. Then we find out that the mother's in a coma. Okay, so from there, we find out about this new technology that's been invented where she can kind of like... I actually don't fully understand it. I have to watch the movie again. And this is a mindfuck movie, by the way, which is one of my favorite genres. It's a genre that I actually invented myself. It's called the mindfuck movie. So, examples of a mindfuck movie. Donnie Darko, Fight Club, things like that, just movies that fuck with your mind. So, so this is one of those, which I love, and I was not fully expecting that. So she's able to either link up with her mother's brain or, like, enter into her mother's brain via this simulation. So I'm not totally clear about how that all works. I'd have to watch it again. This is obviously a fictional technology, so it's not going to be, like, totally scientifically sound, but, it's cool. I mean, it's a concept. I'm not here to, like, be plausible and be like, oh, that doesn't make sense. That wouldn't work. Like, no, that's not what this is. It's a theoretical concept. It's a theoretical. So, theoretically, if you could link up with someone's brain, someone who was in a coma, perhaps you could enter into their thoughts or something. I don't really know. But anyway, it's really cool how they do the simulation sequences. I mean, we're talking like Richard Linklater, Waking Life, like rotoscoping, like that level of innovation and coolness. Like it kind of looks like a video game. It's kind of got this weird dreamy feel to it, this vibe to it. So she goes into the simulation. She's able to talk to her mom, her mother. We realize in this first, there are a few different simulation scenes or sequences. In the first one, she basically walks up to her mom and says, fuck you. So we realize, oh, okay, she does not have a good relationship with her mother, to say the least. She's able to talk to her mother, or a version of her mother, in this coma. And what's the first thing she says to her? Basically, fuck you. Or literally, fuck you, by the end of the conversation. So that's kind of the basic setup. Now, this movie goes some crazy places, some weird and wacky places. I won't give it away. She talks to this guy who, I don't know who this dude is. Maybe her mother's boyfriend, ex-boyfriend, a kind of mentor figure. He's the one who first kind of tells her about this technology. Or tells her that her mother's in a coma, and then he tells her about the technology, if I'm not mistaken. So there's that character. And then there's the character of Sam, who's the best friend character. And I swear to God, the creepiest thing I've seen in a movie in I don't know how long is this one scene with her where she shows up at her house in the middle of the night. That's all I'm going to say about it. I'm getting chills now just thinking about it. This shit creeped me the fuck out. I was scared. I was getting chills. I don't usually get that scared watching movies anymore. I used to, but not anymore. As an adult, I don't, you know, I'll get into a movie, I'll get scared, I'll get creeped out, but, like, I was genuinely terrified, okay? So, this is a horror movie. This is a science fiction movie. This is an action movie. But what I loved about it, and this is Tarantino-esque, is that it's an action movie where you don't see the action. So you see the aftermath, but you don't actually see the action. You don't actually see what happens. Now, if I get too into that, I'll end up giving away the end. So, I'm not going to go there. I think I'm just going to stop right there, actually. I may think of more things to add about this movie, but really all I can say is watch it. This shit is dope. I signed up for Paramount Plus with Showtime bundled yesterday, and I've been having a field day with that. So, I was previously signed up, but they have even better stuff now, especially with Showtime. So, this was a Showtime movie, so I watched that, and then, I mean, it was on Showtime. On the show, it's on Showtime. It's in the Showtime section of that, that little bundle there. So, speaking of Tarantino, the other thing I want to talk about on today's episode is Super Pumped, The Battle for Uber, which is a Showtime show from the creators of Billions, if I'm not mistaken, Brian Koppelman, who also has a podcast. I just realized it's that dude. Tarantino's the narrator of the show. We don't get as much Tarantino as I was hoping for, but he's great as a narrator. He's perfect for the tone of the show, kind of funny, kind of intense and serious at the same time, but comedic also. I'm watching the show, and I was like, damn, Tarantino probably banged this out in one day. It's probably one day of work for Tarantino, and they probably paid him a disgusting amount. But anyway, that's beside the point. Tarantino narrates. Uma Thurman's in the show, but she's not in the first episode. I only watched the first episode, so that's all I can speak about right now. So, super pumped. Okay, so it stars Joseph Gordon-Levitt, who's great as the founder. He's the founder in the show, and he founded Uber. I guess it was kind of like his friend's idea, or he had the idea with his friend, it's unclear, but it's his company now. He's not the CEO, but he is the founder. Not quite sure how that all works, but basically the show takes place in 2011 when Uber started. We see him getting funding from this rich guy, played by an actor who I recognize. I don't know his name. He's the other star of the show, kind of, or he's the other guy in the poster. And then we see how this company kind of grows. The first episode is actually called Grow or Die, which comes from a line that this rich guy says. There are issues with the city of San Francisco where it takes place. There are legal issues. He even meets with the mayor at one point. But he believes in this company, that's clear. He's working hard for it, and it's just kind of a cool, interesting show. I kind of like the dialogue. It kind of reminds me of Succession a little bit, just kind of this, like, aggressive kind of dialogue. I don't know. But, and maybe it's, like, Billions dialogue, too. I don't know. I haven't seen Billions yet, but I do want to watch that. Also on Showtime. So, yeah, to me, it's kind of a show about, like, corporate culture and, like, I don't know, this millennial obsession with startups, that kind of thing. So, not really my thing, but I'm totally getting more into it. So I'm going to keep watching this show. It's a lot of interesting stuff going on in the show. Like I said, I only watched the first episode, Grow or Die, so I can't speak too much on it. This is a show from this year, one season so far. Hopefully they make another one. Yeah, I think that's all I wanted to say today. So that's Demonic and Super Pumped, The Battle for Uber. Check both of them out. Thank you for listening. My name is Maxwell Haddad. The show is called Video Nasties. Hit me up on Instagram, LessThanZed, all one word, all lowercase. That's about it. I work for the next 3 days, but hopefully I'll be on, hopefully I'll be back on tomorrow night. I kind of want to make this a daily show again, every night at 8, a new episode of Vid Nasties. I'm working on it. We'll see how that pans out. Thank you again for listening. I hope you check out both of the things that I talked about on today's show. What else do I want to add? I don't know. I think that pretty much covers it. So, yeah, all right. I'm not just going to hang out here. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks again. Peace.